Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 77, entitled, The Importance of Healing. As I'm reading the book of Isaiah, I'm asking the Lord to give me some discernment and revelation into this. The book begins with the prophet admonishing the people, warning us again how God calls us, but we refuse to hear, refusing to know Him. This should be ingrained in us. It is written, "Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have reared and brought up sons, but they have rebelled against me and have broken away. The ox instinctively knows its owner, and the donkey its master's feeding trough. But Israel does not know me as Lord. My people do not understand." Isaiah chapter 1 verses 2 and 3 of the Amplified Version. The scripture goes on to describe the times that we're living in now. The prophet recounts our sinful nature. "All sinful nation, a people loaded down with wickedness, with sin, with injustice, with wrongdoing, offspring of evildoers, sons who behave corruptly. They have abandoned, rejected the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel, provoking Him to anger. They have turned away from Him." Isaiah 1 and 4 of the Amplified Version. As I read further, the Lord says, "Why should I continue to punish you when you don't turn away from your sins but continue to rebel?" When we are punished by our Father, it is always done from a place of love. If we endure and repent, God remains merciful and forgiving. Throughout His Word, He admonishes us to endure reproof for our earthly and spiritual good. "For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems sad and painful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness, right standing with God, and a lifestyle and attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose." Hebrews 12, verse 11 of the Amplified Version. And again, "Those whom I dearly and tenderly love, I rebuke and discipline, showing them their faults and instructing them. So be enthusiastic and repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior. Seek God's will." Revelations 3:19 of the Amplified Version. What we are seeing today is the consequences of continuous rebellion, emotional instability, trauma, and turmoil. "Why should you be stricken and punished again, since no change results from it? You only continue to rebel. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint and sick." Isaiah 1 through 5 of the Amplified Version. God likens us as to people of another Sodom and another Gomorrah. We believe that we are able to fool Him with sacrifices from an unrepentant heart. It is so easy to throw money at a situation or person to appease them, even temporarily, than to get to the root of an uncomfortable situation with a difficult person. I can attest to this. So this is what the Lord says after making it clear the audacity of our appearing before Him with unclean hearts. "Do not bring worthless offerings again. Your incense is repulsive to me. Your new moon and Sabbath observances, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure wickedness. Your sin, your injustice, your wrongdoing, and the squalor of the festive assembly. I hate the hypocrisy of your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. Isaiah 1, 13 and 14 of the Amplified Version. How often do we see people celebrating as if they have accomplished great feats for the inconvenienced? Celebrating as if they are alleviating hardships, squandering money, increasing the debt of government and its citizens, accomplishing nothing. Speaking further, the Lord states, "So when you spread out your hands in prayer, pleading for my help, I will hide my eyes from you. Yes, even though you offer many prayers, I will not be listening. Your hands are full of blood." Isaiah 1:15 of the Amplified Version. Now heed the warning. It is written, "And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from becoming king." 1 Samuel 15:22 and 23 of the King James Version. God is warning us how the faithful city has become a prostitute, idolatrous, despicable. She who was full of justice, right standing with God, once lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has turned to lead. Your wine is diluted with water. Your rulers are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves bribes and chases after gifts. They do not defend the fatherless, nor does the widow's cause come before them. Instead, they delay or turn a deaf ear. Isaiah 1:21 through 23 of the Amplified Version. Know that defiance, dereliction, disregard, and insubordination are all synonyms for disobedience. Let me close with this. My son or daughter, do not reject or take lightly the discipline of the Lord. Learn from your mistakes and the testing that comes from his correction through discipline. Nor despise his rebuke. For those whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. Proverbs 3, 11 and 12 of the Amplified Version. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.